Starting this week, the Irish National Opera will start a series of Friday opera sessions live on their very own YouTube channel and on Facebook. The project involves some dexterous and complicated singing, playing and conducting. And here to tell me more is the Artistic Director of Irish National Opera, Fergus Shiel. Fergus, up until now on your website, you've been treating us to your back catalogue. What are you giving us now? It's something new.
Yes. Hi, good evening, Sean. It is. First of all, when we had to close down like everyone else because of the COVID-19 situation, we put out a lot of our back catalogue of operas, as you mentioned, and we have concerts and arias and excerpts that you can watch on our website. But soon, once we sort of picked ourselves up off the floor, we started thinking about what we could do that would be new, that we can do at the moment, in the lockdown. So the concept is now that we have five singers singing for us on Friday night, each from their own home, accompanied by a pianist who's in her own home, which is a different home. So there's an incredible logistical nightmare of trying to get a singer and a piano player to perform together over the internet. And we think we've come up with a way of doing this, and we just wanted to bring our audiences some up-to-date singing from some of our major artists, and I think it'll be something really enjoyable.
Yeah, and you are conducting in the midst of all of this, which I think has to do with the technicalities of having a singer in one house, a pianist in another house, and trying to make those two things match. Just explain that to me.
Yeah, we tried a few things. First of all, and nobody's meant to really know that I'm conducting. It's a state secret, but I guess it's out
it's
now.
It's out now.
So the way we did it, we tried to do it live over the internet, but there's such a delay that didn't work. And then we tried a version where, just a piano player would record and said to the singer, but there's so much flexibility in opera and so much, changing of tempo and speed and breathing, and it's very living and human, that it didn't work like that either. So we came up with a complicated system where the singer sings a version with no piano, and I listen to it and listen to exactly how they phrase and where they breathe and where they take space and go faster or slower. And then I conduct a version, their version of it, but I'm conducting in thin air with nobody in the room with me. And I video that and send it to the pianist, and she then records the piano part following my conducting. And then we merge the piano audio with the conducting video and send that to the singer. And the singer then records listening to the piano on headphones and watching me. And then we edit myself out of it so that in the end, it's just a straightforward singer and piano. It's very complicated.
Yeah, but it actually extraordinary the lengths you had to go to make sure that singer and piano would match each other in the fashion that a good accompanist would in the live situation. They'd simply be watching, they'd be almost breathing with the singer, and it would be a heck of a lot easier. I'm terribly sorry if I let out the state secret, but I think there's something wonderful.
I know, you're all right.
I think there is something wonderful in what you've done and the way you've gone about it. I suppose the other thing that you had to do then, Fergus, was to choose a repertoire for each of it's five concerts over five Friday evenings, is my understanding, and each night five arias.
That's right. And most of the arias are, well-known, popular arias. A lot of Italian arias. We have support from the Italian Institute in Dublin. So there's an Italian focus on it. But there's room for some others as well. And what we've done is we've tried to find, just in a humorous kind of lighthearted way, tried to find things, connected to our peculiar situation. So the first week is five arias from people who work from home. So, you have Rudolfo from La Boheme, who's a poet and works in his attic, or Figaro from Marriage of Figaro, who works as a servant in the Count's home, and things like that. We've Adele from the Fledermaus, who's a chambermaid. So just in a humorous, in subsequent weeks, we'll be looking at lovers who are socially distanced and, things like that. People who are working on the front line. Arias to do with that. It's just really a kind of a playful way of trying to sort of get over the realities of the situation we're all in.
Okay, well, let's go to the poet working from home. I love the idea that's what links all of these characters. Rodolfo in La Boheme, in Puccini's La Boheme. I think this is one of those arias that it almost needs no introduction. So let's just listen to a little bit of it and we can talk about it afterwards. This isn't your recording now. This is the voice of Pavarotti singing Che Gelida Magnina with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan.
Oh,
Little section there from Che Gelida Manina, Luciano Pavarotti with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Herbert von Karajan. Fergus Shiel of Irish National Opera is with me this evening. And yes, we're hearing that in its full glory with an orchestra and with the voice of Pavarotti. But I guess that actually would have been much easier to do, to conduct an orchestra with the singer standing in front of you, than what you have had to do for your Friday night concerts, Fergus.
It's funny because, you know, it's not that we've invented a new way of doing opera. The way we're doing this is not normal. It's not right. It's not easy. And, you know, you could say, well, why are we doing it? And the only reason we're doing it really is we want to keep a connection.
We've lost Fergus there. I'll tell you what we'll do now. We'll listen to one of the other pieces that's going to be sung on the night. I should say that Gavin Ring will be performing the Che Gelida Manina on the Friday night concert. But one of the other pieces that they're performing is from Strauss's Die Fledermaus, and it's the aria from Act 2, Mein Herr Marquis. This is a recording featuring the voice of Edita Gruborova.
L'ingegnero, sì, l'ingegnero. Sapro, sapro. Saprò, 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 ja piano. Piano, 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 piano. Miglior gnarcano dissimulando scoprir potrò.
There we go. In fact, a little bit of Mozart is what we got. Se vuol ballare there with Eric Kunz, the bass baritone, Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, and Herbert von Karajan once again having the easy task of conducting an orchestra rather than what Fergus Shields is telling us about tonight in terms of the Irish National Opera. But I was saying when you were talking to me there a minute ago, Fergus, that it would be much easier, in fact, to conduct a whole-scale orchestra, and you were saying you had to go about it in this difficult fashion. Have you learned something? In fact, have you opened up maybe the arias that you've been listening to and performing in this convoluted way that you have done? Have you found something in there that you wouldn't have found in the usual exploration?
Well, Sean, I wouldn't say really that we found a new way of doing things, but it's not really a good way of doing things, to be honest. You know, really, it's much better to be in a room with people making music. It's like having a conversation. But you know, we've had all this difficulty, but, you know, you wonder sort of why do we do it? And really, we're doing it to keep audiences connected with these fantastic artists. I mean, there's something really poignant, I think, and beautiful about hearing Gavin Ring in his living room in Carlingford pouring his heart out into this Puccini, and Aoife O'Sullivan, the pianist, from her room in Kimmage, I think. And you know, hearing these artists at a distance, and they pour their whole heart and soul into this music. And it is, it's quite poignant and touching, really, even though it's not the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan.
But at the same time, I'm wondering how you have found, from speaking to the singers and indeed the pianist in this particular case, how are they finding the absence of performance, particularly for a singer who needs to be, you know, using his or her voice regularly, literally keeping that voice in training on a daily basis? How are they finding the absence of performance?
Well, I mean, I think like everybody, they've been hit really, really hard and very suddenly and very abruptly. And it also, if you're a singer, no matter, you know, if you're a top singer working all around the world, suddenly you feel very powerless. And the very thing, you know, you spent years and years focusing and crafting your entire work in one regard, and then suddenly all that is gone. It's taken away from you very, very abruptly. And also, you know, I've spoken to a few singers who said things to me like, I have no other skills. Like, I can't go and do other. I can't go and be a doctor or a nurse. Or, you know, suddenly they feel they can do nothing. So I think this is a very small way of kind of enabling the singers to sing again and just, you know, keep the muscles going. I suppose a little bit in this interim period.
And in terms of where we go from here, I mean, you're, as the artistic director of Irish National Opera, Fergus, I would have thought planning is incredibly difficult because you have to plan so far ahead. Now, are things going to be back to normal in the autumn? Who can answer that question? I presume you have to proceed as if all systems will be go later on this year.
Yeah, at the moment we have everything in place for, you know, three operas in the autumn, and we've like six, seven or eight operas next year, and we've planned the first two of 2022 as well. So like right until March 2022, we're solidly planned with everybody contracted, everything in place, audiences, you know, orchestras, venues, artists, creative teams. And all that is sitting there, and we're all looking at it thinking, how much of this are we actually going to be able to do? And that's a question, of course, we don't know. But I know that there's a great hunger amongst people to in the profession, and I think in the public as well, although not maybe everybody in the public, to want to get back and want to see things and want to be performing and want to have theatres opened. So I think we will see things in the autumn. Whether we'll see what it is we've planned, I don't know. We may have to change our plans. We have to just remain very fleet of foot and very responsive to the circumstances.
I should point out, too, that as well as the five singers that we'll get on Friday evening, you're going to have a role, and this time you're not keeping it secret because you're going to be totally visible. You're not going to be the conductor who disappeared. Rory Dunn will be singing, Carolyn Dobbin will be singing, Gavin Ring will be singing, Aoife Miskelly will be singing, and Naomi Louisa O'Connell will be singing. What will your role be in the midst of the Friday night concerts, Fergus?
So what we're doing, Sean, is that we're presenting it like a live show. So I'm going to be presenting it. I'm the host, and I'm going to speak to a few of the singers live from their own homes through various technology, which we hope will work. Then when we go to the arias, they'll obviously be pre-recorded. But in between, we'll have comments from listeners. We'll encourage people to get in touch. We'll speak to some of the singers. We'll bring bits of news, and we'll chat to people and keep it nice and fun and lighthearted. Hopefully a nice, relaxing way to start the weekend on Friday at 5 o'clock.
All right. Well, how will you lead into the De Fledermaus aria, Mein Herr Marquis, from Act 2 of that wonderful piece by Johann Strauss?
Well, we'll probably talk about the fact that the character Adele is a chambermaid, and she through various bits of trickery, she ends up going to a party. And at the party, of course, she meets her mistress's husband, who's there having an affair. So things get quite awkward quite quickly, and they both pretend they don't know each other. So we'll have a bit of fun with that.
Maybe sometimes being confined to home isn't a bad thing.
Exactly, yes. The dangers of going out.
Exactly that. Well, listen, I'll hopefully get a little bit of D. Fledermaus just to finish up with. It's Aoife Miskelly who'll be singing it for you on the night, but here singing it for us in the company of the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Andre Previn, is Edita Gruborova. There you go, a little section of Die Fledermaus, Mein Herr Marquis, one of the arias that you can hear as part of the Friday opera sessions that Irish National Opera will be starting this Friday on their own YouTube channel. If you go to their website, you'll find out all the details there. It'll be on Facebook as well from 5 p.m. for the next five Fridays. Five different singers singing five different arias, and Fergus Shields guiding everybody through the entire thing.